This is Jazz FM. Jazz, soul and blues. Riotous fun we had last week on several occasions. It was a bit of a New Orleans visitation, and the Preservation Jazz Band came over as part of the Preservation Hall Jazz Foundation. And they've been going forever. I mean, literally, they've been going for decades, run now by bass man Ben Jaffe. And in support was a New Orleans young lion who's out of New York these days and carries the swagger to go with it and is a really exciting performer. His name is Jonathan Batiste. Grew up in New Orleans, grew up in the same neighborhood as the Marsalis family, and is one of the Batistes. In New Orleans, they have these family dynasties, and it's usually rooted in music in some way, like Trombone Shorty and his brother James Andrews. That's the Andrews clan, the Marsalises. There are several, and the Batistes are included. He comes from a musical family. Well, Jonathan Batiste is the living embodiment, the flowing soul of music, as are most people in New Orleans, who understands that's just the way it is in New Orleans. Food first, maybe, then music. He came into Jazz FM, and before he'd even said hello, jumped on the piano on the baby grand here, and the noise was coming out of the basement here in the Jazz FM studios, and it was just great fun. So we all gathered. No one could be tapping away on their computer when Jonathan Batiste is here with the band Stay Human. Straight on the old Joanna for a live session.
Thank you.
Yes, Jonathan Batiste on Our Baby Grand here in the Jazz FM studio. I think he particularly liked it because he came in and saw our piano, which sounds and looks like any great, well-used piano that was rescued from a bar in New Orleans somewhere. And at only 27 years old, you can really hear that Jonathan Batiste has hung on to the traditions of New Orleans music, but very much looking to the future. He's definitely one of my favorite people, and he uses what he calls social music to join the dots between people's lives. And it was witnessed here at Jazz FM when a lot of people who hadn't even considered his music or that style of music were really grooving along to it. It was great to see the smile factor increase when Jonathan came here. And of course, he had his group of people here, the band, and also some friends who've been on tour and traveling with him. And the use of social media for a young man is very important. And in fact, it's a key part of what he does, using social media and cameras.
It's less about the social media and more about communication, connection. If you have music on a stage and the audience is over here, then there's a disconnect in general by the barrier that is invisible, but it's a barrier between the audience and the stage, and they can't come on stage and you don't usually go into the audience. Well, that's one reason why we sometimes go into the audience, or we play in unlikely places, or we'll even play in the outdoors or the subway. Or if we're on social media, we want to keep everybody abreast of the story as it's happening, so that they can stay connected to the experience. Once they feel it, when we're right there in front of them, we leave and go to the next city, and it's like, oh my goodness, they just did that in Turkey or in Paris or in London, and we're following along, and we can tell our friends, and that builds a community.
Yeah.
So it's less about the social media, and it's more about what are our tools in this generation that we can connect to each other in a meaningful way. And I think jazz is the catalyst for that, because it can accommodate so many different things.
I think I've seen the future when I've seen you play, because if you go to a Jonathan Batiste show, you don't just get involved, you literally get involved. And we saw you in London the other day. A lot of surprise faces as you came off the stage with all of the band.
Yeah.
And you went into the crowd, and that's one thing, but then you had them eating out the palm of your hand. You had them sitting down, standing up, dancing, playing things, singing.
Yes.
It's a dream gig.
But thank you very much. I don't really see it any other way. It's kind of like jazz is the most instantly gratifying form of music in the world, because it's happening right now. Jazz is now. Everything that happens in jazz that's improvised is being created based upon the variables that the moment offer the musicians, and the audience is a part of that, because the energy that they give to the musicians is what we give right back to them. So imagine if you can take that a step further and give the audience a chance to mold the performance even further than just listening and maybe every now and then going, "Woo, yeah." What if they have the actual opportunity in the moment to give us energy that will shift the course of the performance and give them a moment that will never happen in any other point in history? That's the beauty of jazz. It has that power. So let's exploit that. And that's what we love to do live.
John Batiste, great to talk to you, sir. Thanks for coming through. Thank you very much
for having me. It was great to play the piano. Great. Joe Sale on the tambourine. Eddie Barbage on the alto saxophone. And John Batiste here, yours truly. Thank you very much. My heart, baby.
Jonathan Batiste and Stay Human.